Welcome to a special connectivity podcast for No More Heroes. The number 4 ranked assassin, game, on Nintendo World Report's Best of the Wii Top 10 Third-Party Games. I'm Carmine Moe Red, and joining me in discussion is fellow No More Heroes fan Josh Max.
I mean, my middle name is Strawberry on the Shortcake. Just want to get that out there right now.
So do you think you were an inspiration then? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, I had to have been, because how many people out there, how many people's middle names are Strawberry on the Shortcake? I mean, I think I'm the one and only. And I mean, when I do get angry, my hair goes blonde.
I think we might have the number one No More Heroes fan right here. So, Josh, since you apparently are such a big fan of No More Heroes, what do you think it's fair to call this game? Well, let's say this game is really a game of that has a lot of style. Visually, narratively, in the dialogue, in the characters, it really comes from a different place. Do you think it's a game that's fair to call it style over substance?
I wouldn't, actually. I think that the game has a shitload of style. It is. I'm cursing already, but we're talking about No More Heroes, so it has an immense amount of style. It has its own. It comes in from the time you turn on the game till the ending credits. It's just style, all over itself. It can't stop spitting style up on you. But it's a great game. The substance of the game is, I mean, granted, the plot is very silly, and there's a lot of silly things, but it's silly in spite of itself. It's silly in spite of games that have come before it and games that will come after it. And it knows that. And so I don't think it would be fair to say that it's style over substance. I think there is more style than substance, but which sounds like I'm contradicting myself, but I feel like there's a lot of both, like more than enough to go around.
Definitely. I think, actually, it'll be interesting to read Alex Kulafi's write-up on this on our site, because he touches this a bit there. And I think the way we feel is that the style of this game is part and parcel to the substance. Or at least that's how I feel, that this game is really intended to go out there and say that we can do these things, and with its style show that it can draw from different influences. So at least that's my perspective on it. And it's definitely a game that you can call it style over substance, but like you, I don't feel that's fair at all to like leave it at that. There's more to it than that.
Yeah, I completely agree. We are in agreement.
Definitely. And what do you think would be, if you had to name like one part, whether it be part of the story or part of the gameplay, what would you say is, like, your one definitive favorite part of No More Heroes?
Oh, God, that is...
Well, you had to know this was coming.
I did, but it's still, like... I know that you and I have talked about No More Heroes so much before, but I still, every time that we have ever come to this question, I always have a hard time. But I'm gonna have to say... you know what? I'm going to say my favorite part is in the opening cinematic, whatever. I'm not in my right mind. It's in the opening scene when, you know, he's driving the bike and he drives the bike through the gates, and he just jumps off, and then the guards' heads explode and there are fountains of blood, and then he just goes, "Fuckheads!" And then you start playing the game. And it's in retrospect, it's a great little entry into the game. But also, you know, when I was first playing it, I'm like, here we go, an adult game for the Wii.
And it really gets there from the very first moment, you know.
Yeah.
It's unabashed, you know. This game, like you said, it's an adult game for the Wii, and it doesn't apologize.
Yeah, and I love it. I love that about it so much.
Yeah. And actually, when you were talking about it, at first I thought you were talking about that trailer they had for this game, you know, when no one exactly knew how the game would play, and it was just a cinematic trailer. Do you remember that trailer?
Yeah, I do, actually.
With, I think it was Helter Skelter or something? Or
Yeah. I mean, Helter Skelter's still the first boss.
Yeah, so, I mean, that I didn't remember that until now, but I remember being so excited for this game, just from that non-gameplay trailer, just because the sense that sold me on. But I think I think you've heard this answer from me before. My favorite part of the game is actually when you beat a boss it goes into this retro 80s mode, and then it ranks you in like a top 10 list against the other assassins. And I think that's just great, because the first time I saw that, I was like, oh my god, they did it. They made the reference, they took me back to that time, and they had pixels. I could see the dots, they had the retro music. And again, that's what I love about this game, because it's making references, you know. It really pays off to be someone who understands the culture of where this game comes from, who understands past games, and also a little bit of the anime culture that it plays off of.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that it's totally... They made their main character an otaku assassin. I mean, they hit upon anime just in the smallest ways. Well, that's not true. In some pretty big ways.
They hit it big ways, yes.
Yeah. But it did it so successfully. Because everything that it paid homage to, or it referenced, or that it, you know, brought to light, everything that it ever had brought into its sights, it didn't hit you over the head with it. It just did it kind of just enough. Because, like, you know, like, there's that joke that still, I mean, I still make it with my friends sometimes, with the Wiimote, and you're holding it, and you're like, ah, you know, it's a dick, look, ah, I'm whacking it off. And then in No More Heroes, when your beam katana runs out of energy, he kind of hunches over for a second. You got to shake that thing as hard as you can.
Yeah, it's little touches like that, for better or worse, make No More Heroes the game it really is.
Yeah, and I have no problem with that.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Why do you think we voted No More Heroes onto our top 10 list instead of its sequel?
I also want to hear what you think of No More Heroes versus No More Heroes 2. But No More Heroes came first. I mean, it did so much before No More Heroes 2 came along. Granted, No More Heroes 2 it's a better version of No More Heroes in a lot of respects. But No More Heroes did
so
much first.
You're saying No More Heroes 2 sort of stood on the shoulders of No More Heroes 1.
Yeah, it's like Mario Galaxy 2, but except I think Mario Galaxy 2 is a better game overall because it perfected the platformer. But it didn't, you know, but Mario Galaxy did come first. It did set the stage, did No More Heroes.
I think the first game, maybe this is unfair to say, but the first game always has more to prove in a way.
And I think it made a bigger splash. It made a bigger mark. Like when No More Heroes came out, people were talking about it. No More Heroes 2 came out, really more people who played No More Heroes and liked it cared.
Mm-hmm.
But because it was a sequel. I mean, in almost every sense of the word, it was a sequel. But, you know, when No More Heroes came out, it was a big deal. Well, kind of.
Yeah, I agree that, you know, I love No More Heroes too, but I still have to go for the original one. And the reason for this is, I guess I have a little bit of a controversial view on this, because I really like the fact that No More Heroes 1 has some mundane in it. You know, I feel like the mini games and the city Santa Destroy, is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or Santa Destroy. Santa Destroy. It's one of the two. We'll figure it out.
And you know, there was a lot of criticism for that, but I really feel like that added texture to the first game, and I feel like it's really a great game when you can contrast the really ridiculous, out-of-this-world, assassin, crazy, you know, scenarios that Travis Touchdown gets into with this really mundane existence that he has in this really empty, sun-drenched, you know, vague South California city, and he just goes around and does odd jobs. And, you know, it's the mundane, I think, in this game that just heightens the sense of hyper-sensationalism for all the violence, the swearing, and just the out-of-this-world wackiness. So that, you know, I know I might be a minority there, but I think that was actually a nice part of the game for me.
No, I mean, I'll agree with you on that. I mean, it wasn't my favorite part, but, I mean, it's hard for me to disagree with you on that.
Well, were you a fan of No More Heroes creator Suda Goichi before this?
Not really, actually. I think this is the first time that, like, No More Heroes was the first time, Suda really... I had to, like, look up Suda 51.
Yeah, and do you think he's, like, on your map now?
Oh, yeah.
Because he is for me.
Yeah, most definitely. Because, you know, I love No More Heroes, No More Heroes 2. I've beaten both games multiple times. Like, and they're you know, not, they're not, like, epically long games, but they're long enough, you know?
Yeah, I think, I have to confess, I was really excited coming into No More Heroes, also because of Killer 7. But, obviously, we'll have to have a GameCube feature for that discussion.
I have yet to play Killer 7. I feel like I should.
It's just as out there in a different way, and I think that's a good thing. So, let's wrap this up with one final question.
All right.
And I'll answer this one first, so you can have some time to think about your answer.
All right.
But I really wanted to talk about whether No More Heroes is an important game, or if it's just a good one. And the reason I want to talk about that is it on this list because, you know, because it's just one of the better third-party games for the Wii, or is it actually, like, something that marks this moment in time and represents something bigger than itself? And I believe that it does. I believe that No More Heroes is something that shows what video games can and should, you know, try to do. They should try to strive for something unique, something, you know, that hasn't been seen before, something that is new for the genre, push boundaries, and in ways that you might not always expect. You have to be willing to take risks. No More Heroes takes risks. They draw from different influences, subcultures, you know, not just anime, but sci-fi, from game, you know, from wrestling, which is a really odd thing for him to bring in, but it's really great. And I think that, you know, Suda Goichi made a speech at GDC 2007, and if you can find, like, an article on it, I recommend it, because his speech was basically, his theme was, punk is not dead. And I think that really is what No More Heroes means to me, because he's saying, you know, we can still be a subculture, we can still be unique, we can still fight to do something that isn't in the mainstream. And I think that is what No More Heroes is on the top 10 because of.
Yeah.
And you, Josh?
I'm going to be different, like a little snowflake I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say this both. I think it's an important game and a good game. I think that the game at the time that it came out was really important, and it still is important, because when people think about the Wii, the general, you know, it was generally aimed towards families. It was a living room console. It's something you play with the kids, and, you know, it's still, to this day, it's like, oh, okay, like, we're going to play Wii Tennis or Super Mario Galaxy, something anyone can play. But this is a really good game. It was a well-designed game with tons of style and, you know, really good controls, really funny, really fun. It was its own game, and it was a mature game for the Wii. That wasn't just, like, you know, something that you could throw to the side and just not really, you know, acknowledge it. It made its voice heard. You knew No More Heroes was out there. You didn't have to play it, but you knew it was out there. And it was important for that to be there. It was important for there to be a good, mature game on the Wii. And I don't know if that's the only reason it's put there, if it's number 4 on our list, but I think that it has to be because of the impact that it made, and also because of the fact that it is a good game. It's fun. There's no reason for you to put it down once you start playing.
Yeah, I think if anyone out there who hasn't played No More Heroes yet, or its sequel, Josh and I can both very well recommend it.
Yeah, and I'm sure you can find it at your local GameStop for like $4. Because I know you can get No More Heroes 2 there for $5, because I just saw that today. So, get it.
Get it. Any last words for the listeners, Josh?
No. No, I do. I have one thing to say. I did not know that Henry was a secret boss, because I naturally bought all the swords.
Yeah.
And then I just found out he was a secret boss, and I just happened to fulfill the requirements my first time through. That's my final thought. And you, sir?
I think it related to yours. The best games keep on giving. And I think No More Heroes has done that in your case. So, thank you for talking with me.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And goodbye.